Feminist statue defaced as pro-trans protesters rage over UK Supreme Court ruling. By Kurt Sindelka on April 20, 2025. LGBTQ+ activists defaced a feminist statue in London on Saturday as they gathered to protest the British Supreme Court ruling that found this week that a person is either a woman or a man. In an emergency demonstration, thousands of radical gender ideologues took to the streets of the UK capital, calling for trans liberation. Participants carried placards reading "Trans women are real women and biology is not binary." The protest, which culminated in Parliament Square, was supported by groups such as Pride and Labour, the Front for the Liberation of Intersex Non-Binary and Transgender People, Flint, Trans Actual, and Trans Kids Deserve Better, the Daily Mail reported. According to the paper, at least two statues outside of Parliament were vandalised during the demo, including one honouring suffragette and feminist icon Millicent Fawcett, upon which someone scrawled "fag rights." Meanwhile, the statue of former South African military leader Jan Christian Smuts was defaced with the message "trans rights are human rights." The leftist LGBTQ+ demonstrators were also mocked for apparently chanting "one struggle, one fight, Palestine, trans rights," given the opposition to homosexuality by Islamist groups like Gaza ruling Hamas. The protest came after the Supreme Court ruled this week that the concept of sex is binary. A person is either a woman or a man. The ruling means that transgender individuals should not be allowed to use certain single-sex spaces, such as female-only toilets or changing rooms. It will also likely prohibit biological males from competing in women's sports leagues and competitions. Co-founder of Pride in Labour, Avery Greatorex, said, "Not a single trans person or trans organization was represented in that case. And so we weren't given an opportunity to have a seat at the table, which is obviously a very concerning thing for our community when decisions are being made without us. So the protest was organized to put pressure on the government, on the public to act. To be able to secure the rights of transgender people and to secure those protections, we need legislative power and we need lobbying power." Others were critical of the protest, including Maya Forstadter of Tay Sex Matters charity, who told The Telegraph, "Yet again, the trans rights activists show us who they are. This is not a peaceful request for the right of a marginalized group to live quietly and with dignity, it's a violent anti-women mob. They've defaced the statue of Millicent Fawcett, who represents women's suffrage, to make their point that they will not respect women's boundaries, even when the law requires it. Once again, they prove why women need male-free spaces and services, to keep men like this out." Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.